December 21st. Unable to take one more second, Andy Williams spun around and hit the power button on the stereo. Bing Crosby's Winter Wonderland cut off mid-wonder, and blissful silence filled the space. Her best friend and business partner, Eva, appeared from the storage room wearing antlers and holding two hats, a Santa in one hand, an elf in the other. She glanced at the mute stereo and shot Andy a look. "Which do you think?" she asked and held up the hats. "Go with the reindeer," she said. "Santa is overdone, and if you dress as an elf, people might get the wrong idea about Santa's little helper." With Eva's tall, curvy body, pretty much anything she wore gave men the wrong idea. "It's a party for the senior men's curling team." Eva tossed the other two hats behind her onto a shelf and moved over to the stereo, flicking it on again. Party Hardy, their event planning business, was stuffed into a tiny office with barely enough room for their desks and a couch for client meetings. Despite the small space, Eva felt it was crucial to maintain a festive atmosphere for potential clients, which, in her opinion, meant carols on repeat play and the overpowering scent of cinnamon and apple spice. For Andy, it was less festive and more like torture to be constantly surrounded by a reminder of the holidays. "Definitely the reindeer, then," Andy said, trying her best to ignore the music. "When did we get the curling team? I don't remember it in the books." Andy was in charge of bookings and most of the business side for Party Hardy, but this year, the holiday season had been their busiest ever. She'd be relieved when it was over. It's not that Andy was dreading the holiday season, because it meant working late into the night or juggling schedules, or even trying to find enough staff to work each party. No, it was because Christmas this year represented everything Andy was supposed to have and didn't. "It was a last-minute thing," Eva said. "They called yesterday, and the party's this Saturday. Short notice means lots of extra cash. Plus, it's a no-brainer. I already have the girls working out the details." The girls were the two college students Andy had hired at the beginning of November. They'd been a blessing and naturals at the party business, as college students usually were. Regardless, their presence meant Andy could stay in the office and as far away from the actual parties as possible, exactly where she wanted to be. "What's in the bags?" Eva asked, and pointed to the pile of packages stacked next to Andy's desk. "Don't tell me you have presents in there. I thought you hated Christmas." Andy sighed and rolled her eyes. "It's not that I hate Christmas. Whatever you say." "I got the boys their gifts," Andy said. "Watching my little brothers open their presents is going to be the only saving grace to this stupid holiday." She flopped backwards, sinking into her leather chair. Her desk was organized into neat piles of invoices, to-do lists, and a growing stack of unopened Christmas cards and invitations. Andy moved a magazine so it was covering the envelopes. 3 is the perfect age for this stuff, and when they see the drums I got them, they're going to go crazy. Andy flashed a wicked smile. "Your dad is going to kill you," Eva said. "It's his own fault for having twins at his age. Besides, isn't that my job as the older half-sister?" Eva didn't answer her. Instead, she tossed a thick red envelope on her desk. "This came for you today." Andy knew what it was before she even turned it over to read the calligraphy on the front. The invitation to the Porter's annual night-before-the-night-before Christmas party. Her stomach churned, and for a brief, terrifying moment, she thought she might throw up on her desk, right on top of the offending envelope in all its glossy, cardstock-weighted glory. Why did they send her an invitation this year? They had to know she wouldn't go. How could she show her face in a room filled with her ex's family and friends? Why would she want to? "Damn, I should have recycled it," Eva said. She appeared in front of Andy, her face creased with concern. "I'm sorry, I knew I shouldn't have given it to you. Do you need a drink? I can get you a bottle of water. I think we might even have some wine in the back. I can get you what..." "I'm fine." Andy took a deep breath and sat up straight. The only way to make it was to fake it, so she slapped both hands on her desk and stood. "Now," she said, "what needs to be done?"